Throughout your spiritual journey, you're wanting to understand how to exactly move and manipulate this thing called manifestation. How can you actually use it to your advantage? How can you actually allow yourself to absorb and create the things in your life that you desire? And how you can actually live the life that you desire to live? Well, what I want to do is I want to help you to understand that, one, when it comes to manifestation, this is something that you do constantly. This is a way of life for you. This is your nature, to constantly manifest the things that you set forth out, the things that you intentionally want to create for yourself. The issue is we often don't realize that we are in constant manifestation of the things that we are intentionally thinking about, the things that we are feeling, even the thought process that we have, right? And so the main thing is realizing that you are a creator. You are a creator of your reality. And every single thing that you do will result in something. And so you have to mindfully, intentionally create the things that you want in life. Now, then when you get into understanding and accepting that, there are different layers of understanding how manifestation works, how this concept of abundance, prosperity, how these concepts actually work and play a role in your life. And so what I want to share with you is a concept that I call the abundant exchange. You see, because when you think about getting something, and oftentimes when we think about manifestation, we are constantly mainly thinking about receiving something, but we rarely think about giving something as well. And this is a very important aspect of manifestation, because if you are looking to take away from, right, looking to just only gain, then you are only practicing half the equation, right? You are only paying attention to half the formula. And if you are paying attention to only half the equation, then you're not going to get things right as you move through life. Because in order for you to get it right, you have to be able to look at the whole entire equation. You have to be able to look at the entire picture of all that's happening. So if you only focus on half of what's happening, then you are doing yourself a disservice and you are not fully living out the actual scheme, the actual program, the actual layout, right? You're not actually doing the thing that is required of you in order for you to continue to compound and grow in abundance and grow in prosperity and grow in wealth and grow in health. So you have to understand this abundant exchange, because it is imperative that you understand it. Because once you recognize that you are not separate from all that is, you are not separate from the universe, you are not separate from other people, they are extensions of who you are and you are extensions of who they are. And once you own that reality, then you're already halfway there toward understanding this equation. Now, we're going to talk about two main things. We're going to talk about your relationship with the universe and this abundant exchange. And we're also going to talk about your relationship with individuals and this abundant exchange. First thing is, when you are dealing with other individuals, you really want to keep in mind that as you give, you are not just giving to that individual. You are giving to the entirety of the universe, because that individual is a part of the universe. That individual is an expression, an extension of yourself, just like the universe is. That individual is not separate from the universe. You are not separate from that individual. You are not separate from the universe. You see, all these things are tied into one. So the ego tends to want to separate everything out. The ego makes the assumption that if you help somebody and you give to someone, that that person only is supposed to give it back to you. That the law of karma only applies to that person, right? We understand the law of karma. Whatever you give, you get back in return. But we have to open that up and not only focus that on the one person that we have given to. We have to focus that in the grand scheme of life and existence as a whole. So when you give to a person, though it is normal to expect that person to practice gratitude, appreciation, to reciprocate, to, you know, give you something in return, don't expect that, because you are then isolating the possibility you are then closing off the potential of receiving from everywhere else. So it is important that when you give to someone, you simply give out of the kindness of your heart, from a place of love, recognizing that all things are divinity, all things are God, all things are universal, all things are one. So when you recognize giving to someone is really giving to the oneness that is all. Therefore, when you have this idea of receiving something back, remember that it is coming from the universe and as a whole. So don't expect it from that person. Just allow for the universe to continue to give to you in return. So the exchange is continuing to happen by you simply giving to all, giving what you can, giving what you have, and thus understanding that this law will automatically return back to you what you have given plus more. And as you go through life and you move forward from individualizing what it is that you're giving and what you're expecting, and simply broaden your understanding of this abundant exchange toward basically a relationship between you and the universe, which is really a relationship between you and yourself. Because remember, the universe is not separate from you. It is one with you. You are one with that. So as you go through life and you have this understanding of the abundant exchange that is unraveling, unfolding before you every single day, every time you're in practice, every time you're thinking about it, you recognize that in order for you to get anything, you must give something, right? So when you are giving, you are giving time, you are giving energy, you are giving thought, you are giving emotion. You know, you may be giving something materialistic, but nonetheless, you are giving something. And that something will result in you receiving it back in some way or form, and maybe twice as much or three times as much. So you have to recognize that this giving is about you acknowledging your oneness with the universe, giving to that universe, and then thus that energy or whatever it is that you have given is returned back to you in a compounding way, in a way that creates a momentum of growth. Because the universe, your consciousness, the grand consciousness is all about growth and expansion. If you observe nature, you recognize that everything is about growth and expansion. So this is your way as well. This is your nature as well. This is God's nature as well, to grow and expand. And so once you give, you will get in a way that expands what you have given. Thus, you're going to give more because you have gotten back more. And thus, that's how the momentum is created. So recognizing that when you give something, you will get it back means that you understand that if you are wanting to gain health, you have to give effort, right? Consciousness about what it is that you're eating, training, and the more of that which you give, the more of that health you will get in return, right? If you want to live a long life, then you have to be mindful about what that means to live a long life. What does it take to live a long life? All right. Being mindful about your food intake, being mindful about your activity, being mindful about your social life, making sure you are creating connections and bonds with people that are healthy and supportive. And once you are doing that and you are giving, right, to those situations, to those individuals, to those things, then those things will, in fact, come back to you in the way in which you have desired. You just have to put in the effort. You just have to put in the energy. You have to put in and then deposit the abundance which you seek to receive. And once you do that, then everything else will come back to you, right? So it applies to everything in life. Money. If you wish to make more money, you have to figure out what it is that you're going to do with the money you currently have. How you're going to spend that money in order to make more money. So it's about being mindful. You see, it's not simply about being wasteful. It's about being mindful. We're not going to just simply spend the money on whatever. We're going to be mindful about how powerful and where this money can take you if you are mindful about it, just like your health. You're not going to just say, well, you know, life is short. I'm just going to go crazy, drink a lot, stay out at night, go to clubs, waste time, and not do things that are practical towards my own well-being. And so with money, you're going to be mindful about that. What are the things that I can put my money in that's going to allow my money to grow? You see? And therefore, you create this financial abundance. Your relationships. If you want to have a beautiful and amazing relationship, you have to ask yourself, well, okay, if I want an amazing relationship, there are things that I must invest in order to create that amazing relationship. I must invest communication, time, effort, affection. You know, you must be willing to be vulnerable. And these are the things you have to focus on in order to create a everlasting and beautiful relationship. So whatever it is that you wish to create for yourself, you have to understand that it starts with you first. And it starts with what it is that you're investing. Being mindful about that investment and thus allowing the universe to return, right? To return that abundance to you in however form it needs to in accordance to who you are, in relation to who you are, because everybody's going to be different. If I do one thing in order to, say, gain better health, it may not affect you the same way. It may not resonate with you the same way. So you have to be mindful and practice true self-awareness as to what it is that you need and what it is that you need to learn, what it is that you need to do. And once you do that, then everything else will fall into place. But you must be willing to put in the work. You must be willing to make those investments. You must be willing to give the abundance that is already within you to compound and create more abundance. And this is the essence of abundant exchange. Being mindful that when you give to someone, you're not giving to that person. You're giving to the universe. And thus, you should not expect return from that person. Just simply allow the universe to acknowledge this oneness that is all of us, that is you, and thus give you whatever you need as a result of what you have given. And then also recognizing with this oneness of the universe, you are giving to the universe that which is in alignment with what it is that you want. You want proper health, you have to give, right? The sacrifice, the time, you have to give the energy, you have to train. That will guarantee your health. If you want a good relationship, you have to be communicative. You got to be vulnerable. You got to be willing to connect and bond with another individual. That will guarantee a good relationship. If you want wealth, money, then you have to take the money that you have. You have to give to the universe in a way that is mindful. Okay, how is this money? How can I make this money create more money for me? And thus give that and then allow the universe to return it to you. You see, in every way and form in life, it all applies. This abundant exchange applies. When you give, you receive back. You just have to simply be willing to give and understand that it is about the oneness that is you and the universe. And this oneness will express itself through the understanding and the realization of true abundance. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, download this book, The Power Within, which is free, once you subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you so much and continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.